encourage you to make your own checklist. Do those things that you know are important to you and make them really easy and really simple and very achievable. You know, this is not the time where you're going to start doing, you know, 400 push-ups every day. This isn't what we're talking about. We're talking about just saying, this is what I need to do to make me feel like a normal person today. Write them down in your own handwriting, put it on a piece of paper, like tape it to the inside of your door, do it something so it's very tangible and in your line of sight, and check those things off every day. Partly because, A, we crave routine, we need it, we want it, and it does help free up mental space for us to do other things. But almost even more importantly, it can be used to help us self-assess. It can help you figure out, okay, when am I doing okay and getting through my day, my new day as my new norm? Or when am I actually now struggling and the anxiety is getting to be too much? My mood is actually starting to suffer. This is actually starting to adversely impact me. If you don't have those normal things in place, you don't know. So what routine actually does is become a way also for you to have sort of a daily self-assessment. Am I able to get out of bed and get cleaned up? Am I able to manage my temper with my loved ones? Am I actually sleeping normally? Can I get through items on my to-do list? If you don't have those routines in place, it's harder to tell when you are starting to actually struggle. And it's important for us to be able to recognize when we're struggling right now. I mean, it's always important, but it's important for us to be able to recognize it, especially during this time, and to be sure that we reach out if we need help, whether it's reaching out to family, loved ones, and friends, or if you recognize that you're really struggling, to actually reach out for more formalized help to something like online support systems or to your local mental health experts. And, you know, just know that support might not look like it looked 2 months ago, but it's definitely still there for you. And so make sure that you reach out for it if you feel like you need it.